Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. As an offspring of a baby boomer, imagine my male role models were John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, Steve McQueen, all real, real men. As things progressed, Alan Alda took over and everything got very sensitive. Well, what really and truly makes a real man? Apparently, it's not your thick Tom Selleck mustache, ample paunch, or unwillingness to help clean the house. A new survey asked both men and women to name the top qualities of, quote, a real man. And here are the top five from the ladies. At number five, dealing with spiders. 4, changing a tire. Manly. I like that one. Handling the grill. Also like that one. Offering to carry a woman's bag. Not bad. And my favorite, number 1, investigating strange noises in the house at night. All of those are well within the reach of most men. The survey also found that 1 out of 3 men don't consider themselves traditionally, quote, masculine, which goes hand in hand with this. 70% of men in another survey say they aren't afraid to show their feminine side. Clint Eastwood would not approve. And of that group, 30% say they like bubble baths. No. 10% like pedicures and manicures. Maybe. If you don't believe me, guys, try it. That's my commentary, brought to you by Gun Corps. If you've got some damage or wear and tear on your weapon, check out what they can do with it. It's like a paint job, but it's called Cerakoting, and it lasts for almost ever, and it's now available at Gun Corps. You can make your gun any color you want. To see for yourself, go to gun-corps.com or stop by Old College Road, tucked in there behind J. Cody's. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.